This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, and we are waiting for answers to questions regarding the enormous story yesterday, the horrible tragedy at Fort Hood. 13 dead, 30 injured, Fort Hood, Texas, what's believed to be the worst shooting rampage in U.S. military history. And the suspect, who is both in the hospital and in custody, according to military officials, is a man by the name of Major Nidal Malik Hassan, the alleged shooter in this case. He's an American Muslim and has been an American all his life, as far as we know. Joining us now is Ibrahim Hooper with the Council on American Islamic Relations. He's on the line from Virginia. You know, when these details emerge in a tragedy like this, organizations such as your own roll into action. And I guess what is the message that is uppermost in your mind this morning as Americans learn more about this as they wake up this morning?
Well, we want to send the message that American Muslims, like all Americans, condemn this shooting and offer their prayers and thoughts for the victims and for the loved ones of the victims. You know, we're like any other Americans. We don't know yet what the motivation of this guy was. But the mere fact that he has a Muslim name and he's Muslim, you know, leads people in certain directions. And we just want to emphasize that we're Americans like everybody else. And, you know, we could have been the targets of this just as well as anybody.
So let's talk about those directions that you talked about. To be blunt, if you're Muslim American, you must be against the war and supportive of suicide bombers, right?
No, I mean, you can have different political views on the wisdom of the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. It doesn't mean you support terrorism or anything like that. There, half of America doesn't approve of the war in Afghanistan or Iraq. So, you know, that political discussions and dissent are not evidence of some kind of support for terrorism.
And this incident should not be construed as dissent or part of that debate. This was an act.
Again, we don't know what this guy's motivation was. You know, he just could have snapped from some kind of stress. And the thing is, when these things happen and the guy's name is John Smith, nobody says, well, what about his religious beliefs?
Right.
But when it's a Muslim-sounding name, that automatically comes into it.
And what kind of calls have you been getting?
I just got the usual F Islam, you know, go back where you came from, this, that. You know, I'm from the Midwest, not the Mideast, so, you know. But
now, you say that's the usual.
Oh, I mean, it's... We don't even remark on it. Unless it's a physical threat now, we don't even really do anything with it because it's so frequent. You know, we don't even, we just collect it for future use, but really there's not much you can do. I mean, as I was reacting and drafting the statements condemning the shooting yesterday, I was getting hate calls, you know, asking why we haven't condemned the shooting. You know, I said, well, give me a chance. I'm typing it up.
You know, that is just so discouraging to hear you say that. We talked with a Muslim a soldier serving over in Iraq earlier this morning. What advice would you have for service members in uniform from your organization in the last few seconds?
Well, it's the same advice we give to American Muslims anywhere. Just go about your business. Try and just act normally. Go to school. Go to work. In the case of a soldier, do your job.
It's going to be a challenge. It'll be a challenge for all of us, particularly them. Ibrahim Hooper with the Council on American Islamic Relations reacting to the events at Fort Hood. Thank you, sir.